The 8-ton Bearcat is covered in armored steel a half inch thick. It has bulletproof glass, gun ports, and can carry 10 people in the back. It also costs more than $250,000.
It is expensive, but by the same token, I for one can't put a value on a human life.
That's Montrose County Commissioner Glenn Davis. He and the other commissioners recently gave unanimous approval to purchase the vehicle at the request of the sheriff's office. Davis says there is a need for this. Three times in the past few years, the sheriff's office needed a Bearcat. Each time they borrowed one from neighboring Mesa County, and everything ended peacefully. Davis says that borrowing the explosive-resistant vehicle worked in the past, but he's worried some other community could be borrowing it when they need it. If that was the case, the police department for the city of Montrose also has an armored vehicle.
That machine they have, that's a whole different animal. It's possible to penetrate that machine with a .50 caliber. It will not go through walls and doors.
This kind of heavy equipment is troubling to John Krieger with the American Civil Liberty Union of Colorado.
When police get these new toys, they tend to want to use them.
He says the ACLU has looked at cases where police departments change. They start serving warrants in the middle of the night with night vision goggles. Normal policing becomes tactical.
Police, rather than looking like a agency built to protect and serve the community, they start to look like a military unit that's occupying the community.
Commissioner Davis doesn't agree. He says protecting officers' lives is paramount.
5 years ago, if I had told you that people felt they had the right to kill policemen at the rate they're killing them today, you'd have told me I was out of my head.
That perception might be skewed by the recent officer deaths in Mesa and Parker counties. Nationally, the number of officers murdered on duty has dropped steadily since the 1970s. According to NPR, 2013 was the safest year for law enforcement in recorded history. Still, Davis thinks the Bearcat will protect deputies. For example, he says, from mass murdering pot growers.
I get some crazy person out growing wild marijuana, and he decides he'll barricade himself in a rock house and start shooting. I don't know how many policemen you'd want to lose.
It's not just the armed and mentally ill that trouble Davis. He also says the custom-built Bearcat will help protect against a perceived religious threat.
I mean, Muslims have told us that we're infidels. And as early as Thomas Jefferson, and I'm sure you know that story, the Leathernecks and from the shores of Tripoli, that had to do with Muslims.
He's referencing a war 200 years ago that was about stopping pirates from attacking U.S. ships near North Africa.
And Jefferson had an answer for it. He said, go in and kill them. And for 150 years, they left the American people alone.
He's afraid suicide bombers are getting closer to Montrose County.
I think you can bury your head in the sand. It gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling at night when you go to bed and says, oh, well, it can't happen here. Montrose, Colorado, how many people could they kill? I don't know. Suicide bomber walks into a theater or walks into a school. I don't know.
Davis says it's better to have the armored vehicle than not. If they ever needed it and didn't have it, he says the press and everyone else would blame law enforcement. Although the county commissioners approved the request for the vehicle, John Krieger with the ACLU recommends communities have a civilian oversight board that would decide on purchases like the Bearcat. It will be several months before the vehicle is built and shipped to the county sheriff's office. Repeated inquiries to Montrose County Sheriff Rick Dunlap went unanswered. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.